This is Novell Open Audio Brainshare Backstage.
This is Ted Hager at the backstage of Brainshare, and our first interview today is going to be with Crispin Cowan, formerly of Immunex, but now part of Novell, and he works on the AppArmor product line. They're currently on stage doing the demo. Crispin will be coming off from the demo in just a moment. We're going to try to get a word with him. Crispin Cowan, you've just come off the Brainshare main stage. Great demo. How'd it go up there?
It went great. But the demo slots in the keynote session are so short, I have so much more to show about AppArmor.
So you got sessions and things like that here at Brainshare?
We have introduction to AppArmor. We have advanced application security with AppArmor. We have general concepts of security that cover not just AppArmor, but the whole security spectrum. And my favorite title of the week is Deconstructing Security for Real People.
Awesome. And are you also doing comparisons a little bit more on the whole SE Linux versus AppArmor kind of thing in these sessions?
Most of the AppArmor presentations will include detailed comparison between AppArmor and SE Linux.
Okay, and on your demo on stage, you showed a server app specifically. I think it was an Apache app, correct? And that's pretty good and everything, but what about for desktop? Does AppArmor have also benefits for people on the desktop?
I like to say that AppArmor is suitable for anything that you host on Linux that you care about. So, yes, you can use it for server apps and desktop apps. I personally have AppArmor wrapped around my web client, mail client, instant messaging client because they're all exposed to the network and I don't trust them.
Awesome. Thanks very much for your time, Crispin.
Thank you.
We're backstage with Lars Mirofsky-Bree and Robert Whipfel. They just got done doing the clustering demo. How'd it go, guys?
It was awesome.
Yeah. Just went great.
Yeah. Everything smooth.
Yeah, very reliable demo.
Excellent.
Yeah, you'd expect that from clustering.
Yeah.
It's extremely reliable.
Oh, all right. So is there anything that you guys did not get to show while you were up there on the stage that you wanted to?
Oh, actually, tons. The software has so many more features that we could go on for hours and hours and hours and days, actually, just about that. For system automation, policy-based management, dynamic management, and so on. Just the entire flexibility of the system is just way too much to show in a few minutes.
Do we get to see you guys later on in the week? Is there any further demos going on for the clustering technologies?
Yeah, we'll be up on Friday again showing a futuristic demo of deploying virtual machines into the network. Also, again, using clustering to keep them highly available. The other thing that's really cool about this demo today is that in Celeste 10, you have a completely integrated high availability stack comprising of the cluster software we demonstrated, but also a cluster file system and a cluster volume manager as well, all integrated into one highly available storage foundation in Celeste 10.
And, of course, there's also we at the booth in the lab, and there's a variety of sessions done by Robert, myself, and my colleague Andrew Bikoff. On the heartbeat clustering technology.
Okay, and in these sessions, are you guys going to be actually showing people how to do this stuff rather than just showing them what it does?
Yes, we are. We'll show how it works, show them the configuration, and explain all the various features we didn't get to show today.
Great.
We'll stop by the technology lab as well. We have demos there too.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Ben.
Master of Ceremonies for our first round of demos here for the Brainshare Monday keynotes was Eric Anderson. Eric Anderson, how'd your demos go? How'd you guys do?
Hey, they did great. Every demo ran exactly as it was supposed to, and given the fact that it's running on beta software, is awesome.
Which one do you think was the highest impact with the audience?
I think there's probably two of them. I think clustering, being able to fail over a virtual machine and cluster, is probably the key most important one because that's the real high availability enterprise model that people have to live with. But I also think it's pretty impressive when you can, in a single click, create a whole virtual machine and have it up and running in a matter of minutes while you're talking.
All right, so you had two people up there, or two different demos up there. You had the clustering demo and you had the AppArmor demo. Do these two technologies, do they actually work with each other so you can actually secure virtual machines?
Yes, they absolutely do. That's what you saw us do today. We actually secured a web application running in a virtual machine.
Very cool. You're back on stage again on Wednesday?
Friday.
Okay, and what do you got lined up for us there? What kind of people, can you give people a little teaser who are not able to be here at Brainshare?
Yeah, you bet. The two things that you'll see is, number one, we're going to show you some really cool virtualization technologies around being able to build packages, being able to build distros and virtual machines, and being able to deploy those on different boxes. And they won't necessarily all be SUSE Linux. The second thing that you're going to see that will be really cool is we're going to show you how you can create those and move those all the way through an enterprise to manage everything from the creation of an application all the way to its final usage in an environment. It's going to really rock.
Sweet. So we'll see you on Friday, and those will be online, I'm sure, as well. So we'll, people who aren't even here at BrainShare will get to see some of those hot demos on stage. Are you giving any of the breakout sessions? Are you involved in any of those?
I'll be in a couple of the breakout sessions. Most of those are being given by the developers who actually created the software. So in those sessions, you can get as much detail as you possibly want to get.
So they don't have to deal with these big vice presidential types there, huh?
That's right.
All right. That's right. Thanks very much for your time, Eric.
You bet.